Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Second hour with, he's become a regular and rightfully so. He knows his stuff. He works extremely hard. He comes to us from 247 Sports and Inside the U, Andrew Ivins. Andrew, thanks so much for taking the time. And somebody saw some big doings that Jaquan Johnson will be back next year.
Yeah, it looks like that. I just saw that as well. Yeah, I've been tied up with recruiting all day, but it looks like that's the case. I've been hearing for a while that Miami was expecting him to come back, but obviously good news.
Yeah, it is good news. It is good news. I mean, they could use that, especially, you know, I mean, now with a lot of the injuries they had towards the end of the year. But things have been really picking up. I mean, courtesy of Florida State, while they were going through that little adjustment period between Jimbo and Willie Taggart, they lost a couple of kids, and Miami benefited there. Talk about how it's been, and I know they don't have a whole lot of scholarships left for 2018, but what about for the future?
Well, Miami, I mean, obviously, as everyone knows, they were in the ACC championship game last week, and they kind of lost a week of recruiting there, just having to prepare for the Tigers and everything like that, and then travel up to Charlotte. So the coaches have been hitting the road pretty hard here the past two or three days. I was out at Chaminade Madonna today. They had four coaches there. I know Mark Richt was at St. Thomas Aquinas, but the biggest news would be they landed a commitment from top 247 quarterback Jaren Williams.
Yes.
He's out of Georgia. They were looking to get in the lead arm, and they locked him up today. He committed around 3 o'clock, so they got him in the boat. And he's a guy who, I mean, I think really can be that piece in this class that takes it to the next level. I mean, they wanted an elite arm, and this is a kid who can definitely do it, make plays both his arm and legs. So they're really excited about that.
Yeah, and that's right in his wheelhouse in the Georgia area where he got to know so many people. Obviously, that had to be one of the determining factors, and plus because he coddles quarterbacks pretty well.
Yeah, that's what Jaren said. I mean, he knew Rick from his days at Georgia. His family obviously did. They grew up watching the Bulldogs. I mean, they're in state there. And I think Miami just did a good job of kind of pitching to him, hey, you know, we have this Storm 18 recruiting class. We have, you know, Mark Pope. We have Brevin Jordan. We have Lorenzo Lingard. Why don't you come be the quarterback that throws to all these guys? And I think his eyes kind of lit up. He got on campus there for the Notre Dame game. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, that environment was nuts. So Miami couldn't have hit a bigger home run on that official visit. So
yeah, no doubt. And you know what? Okay, so we flash back a year, and we're talking Nikosi Perry. What's happened to Nikosi in this whole deal?
Rick did say today at his Orange Bowl press conference that it's going to be an open competition in the spring, and that's kind of his MO. You know, they want competition because that only makes the team better. So while Malik Rozier had an up-and-down season, he still won all those games,
sure.
Won 10 games. So it's going to be a competition. I was never a big believer in Nikosi being the guy who's going to be number one this year. I mean, you watch him in high school, he never really went under center. He never really made a lot of progressions and reads. And with Rick's offense, that's all it is you got to step back, you know, work on your footwork. And I thought he was going to be behind the eight ball with that, especially not going to spring ball. So, you know, he's had it. Now he has a year of offense under the belt. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the spring. And I think both Jaren and Nikosi will definitely challenge Malik.
Yeah, I agree, and you need that, and I'm sure that's what happened while he was at Georgia. He got the best of the best to compete against each other, and that's how they got better. I mean, obviously, you emerge out of this group, and you're going to be, looks like, a very talented group. Also, you and I watched at South Dade a couple of times and saw the kid Joyner, and we both loved him, and this kid is big time, and, you know, at the time, he was with FSU. Now he comes to Miami, and wow.
Yeah, I forgot he committed on Sunday. It feels like it was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was on Sunday. He flipped his pledge from Florida State to Miami. He's played a little down at South Bay. He's played a little bit of an outside edge rusher role most of the season, and Miami sees him more as a linebacker. And I was actually talking to someone inside the program. And I'm like, well, how do you guys know you can drop back? How do you guys know you can drop back? And the counter-argument was, well, in South Florida, everyone takes their fastest, you know, guys with size, and they rush them on the edge. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. So they're really excited about Patrick Joyner. I know everyone's going to point to Jimbo Fisher's exit as the reason why they got him. But I think Miami is always going to have positioned themselves for a flip. And, you know, Miami wants to take the best kids in Broward and Dade. And you got to take a kid who's got 16 sacks playing down in Dade County. That's how it is.
And we saw him. I mean, you know, it wasn't like, you know, a lot of people flip in a film and say, hey, you know, this kid looks good. But we've seen him a few times, and that kid, he's the real deal. And I know Miami's going to – I know they started looking at the kid Tyreek Stevenson, too, for 2019, which is definitely a good idea.
We saw him get flagged like three times for like body slamming guys.
Unbelievable.
I've never seen someone insert himself in a game like that.
And you know what? I think the one thing that Manny Diaz talks about is playing violent. Well, nobody depicts violent more than this kid. I mean, this kid, he'll loosen your fillings on every hit. I mean, he loves the game, and that we watched him, and very good athletes on South Dade, and certainly Joyner was one of the guys that you looked at. Coming up now, they have a lot of these kids will be playing in the Army, All-American, Under Armour games. I know you keep in touch with the Brevin Jordans and the Will and guys, Will Mallorys and people like that. How are they liking all this that's gone on? Forget about the last 2 weeks, but just the 10 straight wins and the notoriety and the Notre Dame game and the Virginia Tech. What's their response to all this?
Well, they're all loving it. And the thing is in years past, Miami's always had these great recruiting classes in the spring, and then during the season they kind of fall apart as other schools would come in and poach guys. And I kind of said back in August, I'm like, well, Miami's going to need to win games if they want this group to stick together. And they came out, and that's exactly what they did. I mean, they've not shown any kid that was committed any reason not to come towards Miami. I mean, they're playing freshmen. There's clearly some depth issues. They need some guys, and we saw that against Clemson. So all these national kids are absolutely loving it. And with the early signing period in 3 weeks, I think Miami's going to get, I would say, you know, more than 75% of those guys signed. That's just how much they bought in. I mean, kids want to go to Miami right now. It's a hot school and a hot program. So it's kind of a unique situation. I think Miami's really capitalized on it.
Yeah, no, they have. Andrew Ivins joining us, 247 Sports. And also the fact that Miami's going to the Orange Bowl. I mean, and everybody looks at the Orange Bowl as a big game and, you know, one of the marquee games. And here they are, you know, 1 year removed from going to Orlando and then playing in that game to one of those major games being played on the 30th of December. Everybody's going to be watching, and they're playing a really good football team, whether people don't understand or not. Wisconsin, you know, had every right to be in that mix too. And what a scenario. You get an opportunity, and I feel that while not everybody could be in the Final Four, you have two games that I think that could be, you know, as they say, off-Broadway hits, but real good ones like the Orange Bowl and the USC game against Ohio State and the Cotton Bowl. I think those two games are pretty good too.
And I think Miami doesn't really want to end the season here with three straight losses.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of disappointing. So I think a lot of being just kind of talking here and there with some of the players and seeing what they post on social media. It seems there's definitely a fire lit under them. You know, obviously I think they were happy to make it to Charlotte, but I don't think they want to come out and lay another egg, especially at Hard Rock Stadium, where they played so well this season, and it should be a great environment. And the other thing that really helps, I mean, you're playing down here in South Florida. Everyone knows the Orange Bowl down here.
Sure.
Your recruiting base is down here, so now you get to host kids for practices when you're practicing. I mean, it really works out if you're going to have another bowl game. I mean, if you're not in the playoff, why not play the bowl game here? I mean, obviously fans want to travel and go everywhere else, but I think it helps in that department a little bit.
I forgot whether do they let them use their facility or they got to go somewhere else for. Do they get to stay home? I forgot.
I was wondering that, too.
I remember they were in it back in 2004 or 5 with the FSU or whenever it was with FSU, and I don't know. I don't remember if they, you know, they moved them to somewhere else. I kind of don't think so. That would be crazy. That would just be an undue expense, I mean, you know, just to go somewhere else. But you never know. You try to keep it as neutral as possible, I guess, you know, which is tough when the team is like 5.5 miles or 10 miles away from the stadium. Andrew, again, thanks so much. As always, we'll be checking in with you a lot during the offseason as we come closer to the first National Signing Day and then the next one, which is kind of redundant and kind of crazy. But I like it. I like the idea because you get that, you know, these guys get to get those commitments done early and you know, the colleges know where they stand coming up in February. But we're excited. How is everybody going to follow you from now till both signing days?
Both sides. It's so crazy. Just the two signing days. You guys can find me on Twitter, Andrew_Ivins, IVINS, for all my works at miami.247sports.com.
Good stuff. Andrew, thanks so much. We'll keep close with you. And are you going up to the state championships?
I wanted to go, but the FHSA doesn't give us credentials to our recruiting media.
Not a good thing.
You enjoy it, all right?
All right, I'll tell you. All right, thanks, man. Andrew Ivins, 247 Sports. Yeah, you shouldn't be keeping people away, but...
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.